Welcome, this is Chris. Random fun fact, the largest hotel room is in Lebanon. It's 4,400 square feet.
That is awesome. And from this hotel room, this is James, and this is our weekly Whiskey and Widgets podcast, where your whiskey is sweet and yellow, and your widgets record things.
Hi, good evening. This is Brad. This week's episode is sponsored to you by the word ménage à trois. It's an arrangement in which three people share a sexual relationship, typically a domestic situation, involving a married couple and the lover of one of them. I had to give it to you guys because we are coming to you live all together from James's penthouse atop in an undisclosed location overlooking the pool. Oh, and I didn't get to use the sentence. James, all three of us are sitting together with you in your penthouse, but there is hell no way we're going to have a ménage à trois.
Oh man,
we made it! We made it!
This is a blast, man. It's good to see everybody, face to face. It's been a long time coming. And just a quick reminder: Instagram, whiskey, whiskey and widgets. Search for us, and we do have a mail call, a fun one.
You guys are all frazzled at my word of the day. I wanted to get through it. See their faces.
Dude. So I'm not doing the mail call today.
All right. But you know what, Chris? You've got mail.
All right.
So I have
what do you got?
I have for you today.
What is this?
Quite a few things. One moment.
Do you have enough for us to drink?
So today we have a number of different things.
Nice.
And I'm going to have each of you unbox the mail call.
So just for everybody's clarification, this mail call is not an email call. This is like a legit package. James is carrying stuff in his hands, and that has styrofoam. I'm not opening that one because I don't want that little white stuff all over me.
All right. So this is for you, Chris.
Oh, we actually get individual.
That's for you.
Dude. Just for listeners, man, it's a special episode because it's like first time doing a podcast like this. So, all right, man.
Is it already cut? There you go. What is this?
We're in person.
He's
all three of us around a single mic.
Oh, dude.
Look at that. You need to take a picture of that.
That is amazing.
See, this is why I don't want to touch that. Styrofoam's all over it. Chris opened up a package. And what is it, Chris?
It's a mug with... It says coffee first, but it has our logo on it. Whiskey and widgets. This is amazing, yeah. Dude.
Look at that. A coffee
So it's got the instructions right there. It's coffee first, then whiskey. You pour the whiskey in after the coffee.
Can you put whiskey in your coffee? I put Bailey's in my coffee.
Bailey's, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, now we have another one.
Yo, I got to take a photo of this. We'll post it all up on our Instagram.
This is for you. This is for you, Brad.
I opened up something. Mine. I got the little plastic bubbly wrap. I can pop it. No, it's not working too much.
It picked it up.
I flip it over. Oh, we have a post-it notes with the logo on it.
Dude, that's legit.
See, we can take this. We'll have to take a picture of this. We'll put it on your monitor when you take notes, when you have to like write things down for the podcast.
Yeah, just don't write any passwords on it or else you might get scammed.
That scam story is still going on, by the way, because PayPal denied my appeal. Because it said the package was shipped, even though I told them, if you look at the package tracking number, it says it's 113 pounds, delivered in three packages. I only ordered a pair of gloves, pants, pullover, and something else. And we have coasters. Do you know I have so many coasters in my house? We have coasters with the logo on them. This is amazing.
There's plenty
of them. We can divide these up.
Because nice,
I have coasters all through my house for everything.
That's nice.
I have wooden coasters that my father-in-law actually made out of a tree that he cut down in his backyard. They're stinking awesome.
Nice.
There's also a mouse pad with a logo on it, and it's spelled correctly.
Nice.
I was just checking that out. That's impressive.
What is that? Another one?
This is something for you to take a look at. And
so many gifts.
We may need to read it offline, but here's what we got.
Read it offline. Let me take a look at that.
Well,
this is This is for you.
Whoa.
And this is what you're drinking tonight, sir.
Holy shit. Look at this.
Oh, man. That's amazing.
This is better than having a Ménage à Trois and James's Sweet. This is the hard Mountain Dew. You can't get any better than this for a drink. There's three of them, and I'm assuming that there's supposed to be one for each of us.
There's one for each of
us. I challenge each and every single one of you to try to get them from me.
Okay.
Hold on, I gotta jump this mic.
This is priceless. This right here is amazing. I definitely want photos of these because this is.
Yeah, we gotta take photos, man. And I think this is worth reading. Right. I really think so, but I want you to go do your thing and read this.
We're going to do that right after this last package that we're going to open up.
Man, all right.
And I didn't open all of this ahead of time.
No, that's good. I have to take a picture of this.
This is very exciting.
Thank you. This is the type of mail call we like.
Dude, this is the best mail call. This is amazing. We got to do a call out, man. All right, see what you got here. All right, got some small bottles of Old Smoky Tennessee Moonshine. Oh, man. I love some moonshine. I'm excited for that.
We're going to be pretty lit if we go through all this tonight.
Pink Whitney. Barstool Sports?
Oh, Barstool Sports, yes.
Wow, I didn't realize.
You don't follow Barstool? Come on.
I do.
Pink. Oh, yeah.
I follow him on Snapchat. But I don't.
You gotta do Instagram and everything. Oh, I do Instagram.
I've never had to. I'm excited about that. And of course, man, one of my favorites, dude. Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey.
I love that whiskey.
Dangerous.
We're gonna put all this together and take a nice picture because this right here, I love Screwball.
Dude, that's amazing. Hey, we gotta have this photo with a background of what we're looking at. It's amazing.
Yes, when I said we're on the penthouse, I'm just telling you right now what we're doing is we're overlooking like a big lake and a pool right on side of it. I can't even speak now, I'm so excited. With waterfalls going into the pool, people swimming in the pool, people dressed for the pool.
Brad, don't get so distracted by all the naked people down there, okay?
This is amazing. James, you can read it.
I would love to read it.
Read it, man. It's amazing. This is I feel love, man.
You'll have to go take this and stage the picture because I want to crack this open. So get that picture out of the way because we can't have empty bottles. And see, just to let everybody know, that styrofoam thing I made a comment on, Chris just stepped on it. So there's little white balls all over the place. But thank you for our mail call.
Less about the little white balls and more about the letter. So I'm going to read this off. And this is, let me just say, well, you know what? I'll read it first. To my favorite guys, thank you for all the great listening content over the years and being there for my complaints. Love you guys. Your number one fan. And allow me to just say, thank you. This was fucking awesome.
Oh, this was amazing. I'm glad that we have a number one fan. And I'm glad that I finally get to try the Spiked Mountain Dew. And we'll have each of us will divide up all those other trinkets, too.
No, this is amazing. We appreciate it. We appreciate the love, the support. Man, this is... It kind of makes you feel choked up because, you know, we do this for fun. And to see... some new followers around the world, because we look at them stats now. It doesn't always mean anything, but just, you know, on occasion I check it out, seeing people, you know, from Germany, from every continent pretty much. And so just, I don't know, it's amazing. I'm pretty excited. We're gonna post up what we received, and this is legit. I'm ready to try it, though.
I am, too. James better hurry up with that picture over there because I'm getting thirsty. So
it's good.
Yeah, so there's nothing exciting going on, you know, with my my scam saga, just to let everybody know. Wow, look at that. You guys can Oh, that's not me.
No, the last one wasn't you.
So that was good. So, hey, we made it, guys. We finally made it. It's been good. We're all hanging out together live, I guess you could say, this time, because we're all in one microphone, huddled around.
Oh, and this is very live. There's no mute. There's no post-production. This is just us hanging out in the, what did you call it, penthouse suite?
The penthouse suite.
I don't know. The fun fact, the largest hotel room, I think we got the largest hotel room.
I don't know about that. What is this ice for? Is the ice for me to pour my drink in?
I mean, you can be a savage and just drink it out of the can, okay. Or you can pour it on the ice. It's up to
you.
But
I don't know what I was going to... Are we all, like, doing a shot of this stuff?
Or? I figured we should start with the dew, but we could start with the other stuff.
Well, I just want to know how we're dividing all this stuff up. Are these...
Wait, aren't you supposed to drink beer
Baja
first?
Blast?
Yeah, it's
beer. I want to look at the flavors. Baja Blast. I don't see there's any flavor on there. I don't see there's any flavor on there unless I don't know how to read.
So this is a zero sugar.
They all have zero sugar.
Oh, they're all zero sugar. That's awesome.
But they all have different logos, though, right?
No, those two are the same.
Well, what's that one look like?
This one says Baja Blast on it.
So that one's a different flavor. That's Baja Blast.
Oh, this is... Okay,
so this is regular.
Oh, this is regular.
That's Baja Blast.
Baja.
All right.
Okay.
So do we draw straws or we just try
them? I think that the glasses are small enough we can all just try some of each of them.
Okay. You mean like pour your own?
Well, then you're going to pollute the flavor. I'm not sharing a cup
empty
with you.
Empty the glass and wash it out. Don't be a savage.
I'm going to be a savage and drink the whole thing.
I think the word of the day should have been savage.
No. I think the word of the day is appropriate because we're all huddled around this microphone a little too closely. Yeah.
Dude, this is a very special episode, man.
Just because we're together, but we'll get into the regular stuff too. But this, I'm doing the Baja Blast. So everybody knows Mountain Dew came out with their own hard soda, I guess you could call it. I'm waiting to see what it tastes like. It's isn't it done by it's done out of Massachusetts by our good old gosh, I can't even think of it. I drink it all. Yeah, it's Sam Adams, right? Brewery?
Is it?
I believe that's what's
is
doing it?
It.
Yeah, take a look at it. From what I recall correctly, ooh, it's brewed by...
So that is super sweet.
We got to look it up.
I'm just smelling it. I haven't even tried it yet. And like you can just smell that.
Oh, that's amazing.
That is... Oh my God, it smells awesome.
Well, cheers, man. Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
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 Cheers, man. All right, let's see what this
what's
goes.
I have to take a picture. It says it's brewed... I can't even read that.
Yeah, this is good. This is good. Yep.
Damn, that's good. James is taking a picture of the glass.
We're gonna
this is real good.
We're gonna make James a social media. What's the term for that?
I don't
master.
Know. I was gonna.
You just have to do some
like
hashtags, man.
Something. I like this.
Mm.
This is dangerous.
By the way, we're doing some pre-funk. This is our pre-funk because we have some fun events.
Yeah, it's PepsiCo and Boston Beer Company. See, I forgot the name, but it is. It's Pepsi and Boston Beer Company. I knew it was done over there.
Nice.
So, as everybody knows, we talked about it, I think, last time. Three states that were trialing it.
Mm-hmm.
One of them being the state of Florida. Well, that's a nice picture, James.
Nice.
So, well, that's good. We'll try the other flavors as we go. Let everybody know about it. God, it's nice to see everybody.
Nice to see everybody, man.
It's
amazing, though. We've been kind of going through this podcast and all remote, and you know, we don't have computers in front of us. We have one, and so trying to Google a random fun fact or fact checking.
And this is all
you have to believe us.
It's all impromptu stuff too.
Well, and we try to do that every week. We attempt to make sure that we have some semblance of structure, but most of what we share is what we know or think we know when somebody else kindly fact-checks us
and sometimes
either on air
when
or afterwards.
And sometimes when you listen to the pauses, you can tell that we know nothing.
Because we're searching.
Don't try this at home. Always remember, we're all of age to drink. Drink responsibly. None of us have to drive anywhere tonight.
Absolutely.
So we'll have all these drinks. We're all walking. You know, some of us trip when we walk. But
some of us trip when we stand. Listen... I'm not an ableist. Not everybody's equally abled. But thank you, everybody, for joining us on this journey. It's been a fun journey, and I'm excited for where we're going. There's always something new and exciting to try. And damn, thank you for the mail. This is awesome.
And I have to say, I'm not impressed this week because the only thing James did was put some ice in a cup and open a can.
Yeah, so we can't go watch the whole process.
I thought I was going to be surprised, and we were going to have like a bag with ice and a beating stick and go through something exciting. But this week, nope. James just put a cup of ice in it.
Hey, it's just as good, man, being all in the same room. It's fun. We have, you know, our trip. What do you guys think about the trip? I mean, in general.
Well,
like getting here.
The adventure of getting here was intense. And for me, it started one step before the airport. So when I was packing all my stuff, I started packing up all the stuff I need to be able to make some really nice drinks. And my wife was just like, no. And I was like, why not? And she's like, you're not going to bring a fucking mallet through the airport. I'm like, all right, well, what about like my jiggers, my shaker? And she's like, you're going on a trip.
James
drink the
wants
shit
to
you get
jig
there.
And shake in the airport.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I've been known to dance.
I've seen you dance.
No.
I have seen him dance. No, seriously, yeah. I've seen him dance, man.
Yeah.
You just have to get as much drink as you can, well, maybe, and anyone can dance.
Maybe we'll see him dance in a little bit.
Oh, hey,
listen, no, my trip
the
was...
The quality of my dancing is directly proportionate to how drunk everyone else is.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. It has to be how much we're drinking. I keep having to remember to, like, deep throat the microphone because...
Dude, I was drinking.
Bro.
I did that on purpose, everybody. Listen, that's all for effect.
Oh, man.
And remember, all views expressed are our own, not affiliated or associated with any other person or organization. But some of the stuff is done for humor, just to see what these guys do. No, my trip down here was horrendous.
Oh, man. Is it? Tell us about it.
No, man. Airlines... You know, the flying during the airlines now, it's like back to like what it used to be. It sucks. During COVID, flying was great because it wasn't as much volume. They actually had some great productive things. I mean, one of the best things that they had that came from it, I'll go back to my trip, is you remember when you would get on the plane and then they would you would deboard the plane and they do it by row, like from the back forward. And it was like orderly. And everybody would just get up and off the plane, and everyone would deplane properly. Now they went back to, like, the Wild Wild West, where everybody just gets up what they want. Oh. They run up and down the aisle. I'm like, why can't you keep, like, a process like that that you learned efficiency?
Yeah.
But then, no, there was a storm in our destination, and they basically closed all of the airports in this state. And my flight got delayed. We got on the plane after being delayed, sat down, put everything in, waited. Oh, that's a great sound. And then we had to get off the plane because we were...
Wait, you got in.
We got in to leave.
Then they tell you, get the hell out of the plane.
Yes. So then we got off the plane, and I'll tell you, we flew JetBlue, and they were the worst at communicating. Now, even if I understand, because we were listening to some of the other gates, and they were giving information about the destination with the airport, so we got off the plane... They kept saying, like, now boarding, like, at 3 o'clock or whatever time it was. It's, like, 3:15.
Yeah.
I'm like, at least get on the airline and say, the microphone or wherever it is and say, hey, guys, just letting you know, we still don't have any news. They didn't say anything. The times are all screwed up. So then, after a few hours, we got on the plane to leave. We sat on the plane for 2.5 hours. What is that?
So, I also had drama.
Oh, wait, I'm just seeing this video.
No, I want to hear this. I want to hear you.
I'll speed it up. So then, we sat on a plane. Now, this is a 3-hour flight. It's supposed to be a 3-hour flight for me. And again, we got on the plane, sat on the plane for 2.5 hours.
Did he take off from the terminal yet, or you just sat
at the terminal. So we were still attached to the jetway.
Okay.
Here's what I think most listeners really want to know. You're in a plane for 2.5 hours before it takes off. What's Brad doing for 2.5 hours in a small little cylindrical tube? What'd you do? How'd you pass the time?
I watched Netflix and fell asleep because I had a little too much to drink the night before. And the funny thing was...
It can't even be that bad if you fell asleep.
Listen, my hips are still tight. So then we finally take off. My hips are tight from sitting so long. Fortunately, but this was like a small, it's like an Embraer 190, right? So they didn't even say anything to us when they're like, oh, we're going to take off soon. The guy's just like, okay, we just push back. So then we land, and then we're stuck on the taxiway for an hour because we land late. We were supposed to get in at, I think, 4 o'clock. We landed, I think, at midnight. So I'm already 8 hours late, and now I'm already 5.5 hours. Well, actually, it's 3.5 hours because we had to go around the storm. So I'm already at 6 hours on the plane, I think. Yeah, 2.5 plus 3.5. See, we don't know the math, right? So then it was 6 hours on the plane. Then we landed, and we had to stay on the taxiway because they didn't have a gate for us to pull into. So then we're sitting on the taxiway. Again, they haven't said anything. We start moving. Well, we're all watching. Everyone's like, wow, this is a long taxiway. I'm like, I looked out the window. I said, no, we just went in a big circle.
So man. They
didn't even come on the air and say anything. We just drove in a circle, probably to get other planes behind us from the taxiway to go through. So we sat on the taxiway for about an hour before we went up to the gate. The best part, though, is they did say one thing before we departed. They said, well, we may not be able to go because the pilots are coming up to their time that they could be awake, right, or whatever, because they only can be in a plane for so many hours. And I'm sitting there going, well, these guys haven't done anything. We got 3 hours. I can't even talk. But yeah, they didn't even say anything on the taxiway to say, hey, guys, we're circling because there's a plane behind us, because everybody was getting excited thinking we were moving. And then everybody was pissed off. But anyway, we made it. And then and then I had to check a bag. Long story, I usually never check a bag. And the friggin' conveyor belt was broken.
So you gotta wait more.
I had to wait longer for my luggage. It was just a long trip, and I finally made it. So that was...
Well worth it, though?
It's well worth it now.
Does the Mountain Dew make it better?
The Mountain Dew makes it worth it. I appreciate the Mountain Dew. I'm glad we had the Mountain Dew. But that was a nice surprise. But I'm just saying, it is a nice surprise. It's really nice. But I'm just saying, like, people don't understand the importance of communication. Like, even if, like I said, they had nothing to say, but hey, guys, we don't have an update. We'll let you know when we do. We're still waiting. The airport's still closed. Like, some information. Like, I only knew that stuff because I was listening, and I went onto the FAA website to see the status of the airspace.
To get a little bit more information.
To get a little bit more information to see, like, what was going on. So, James, what about you? You have this, like, little hidden secret video camera over there.
So, I will not be posting any audio or any photos from this on Instagram as a result of I don't want to take the effort to, like, obscure identities. But it was a very interesting departure
for me. Well, you don't have to obscure identities for video. Audio, you do.
So... I'll let you guys just watch this while I explain my story.
Where are you?
I was at the airport getting ready to go to Florida. And, what ended up happening, I'll back up to the beginning of the story. There were storms. So my flight got delayed and then canceled on Saturday. Thankfully, I had a direct flight, so that meant that I could just go home and come back.
Man, there's people canoeing in this lake out here from your penthouse view. I don't mean to interrupt you.
That's great.
But look, this is a luxurious view.
Yeah, this is the largest hotel room where we're staying at, and the best view.
You're going to make it sound like I'm some kind of bougie guy.
You have a suite.
I got a suite.
He's got a suite.
Hey, all I did, I had a room that was basically the same as yours, and I just, like, I walked in, left, walked back downstairs and said, can I have a different room, and then they gave me this one. That's it.
That's fun. So continue your story,
yeah,
man.
So I'm, like, trying to get on this trip. I want to make sure I can be here for the whole event. And they canceled the flight. They move it to Saturday, or move it from Saturday to Sunday, and then I go to the airport, and they're pushing it back, and they're pushing it back, and they're pushing it back, and they kept delaying the flight. And I'm like, it's going to probably get canceled again, but I gotta try. I'm going to just be there and wait.
So you actually drove all the way to the airport.
Yeah, so you go to the airport.
Get canceled.
And then on the second day when I'm there, and I'm, like, waiting to be able to get on the plane, they pushed it back 3.5, almost 4 hours delay from when they'd rescheduled it.
Yeah.
And then after it's been delayed, we finally are about to go board, and they can't board us because some nut decided that he was going to change the name of his like daughter's airline ticket to be his name so he could fly under her ticket, and did this on the website after the ticket had already been procured, and then tried going through security, and security lets him through, but they won't let him board because it's not actually his ticket, because his ID doesn't match
the ticket
behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And they're telling him this, and he's just like, no, I'm getting on this plane. And he forces himself past everybody and starts walking onto the plane. And they had to call the sheriff to pull him off. And this is where I'm just like, and this, folks, is what happens when you go to Florida. There's like, that's where you get the news reports of Florida man did thing.
Dude, that's amazing that they got through the TSA.
Well, so getting through TSA, you just have to have an ID and a boarding pass. Well, he had it. It's just the boarding pass wasn't for his ID. And so TSA let him through.
They usually match it.
Right? Yeah, but I guess the TSA let him through, but they wouldn't let him board.
So he's going to be a no-fly list.
Oh, for sure he's going on a no-fly
list. With the whole thing.
You can't just be like, I'm going to be somebody I'm not, and then I'm just going to like force my way on. They say you can't enter. The response shouldn't be, fuck you, I'm going to walk on the plane.
Dude, that's amazing. So you guys both have this story of the struggle coming in here.
Oh,
it was awful.
It gets better, because then I finally get on the plane, and they have to like delay having us leave, so I sat on the plane too. And this is a day after Brad's experience. And then we finally fly out, and I arrive. We get off the plane, and it's like, where the heck's all the luggage? The conveyor belt wasn't broken anymore, but they like lost it and sent it to the wrong conveyor. So,
wrong conveyor. Wow.
So then I get my luggage, and then I go to book a lift. In order to get to the hotel, it's like 5-minute drive, and the Lyft prices are like $150 to get it to the hotel, and like super surcharged. I'm like, what the heck?
That's nuts. So you, man, you know it's crazy because you guys are much closer to our destination. I was the furthest, but I came in like a day and a half early,
mm-hmm.
and a red eye, so I didn't have that experience. Mine was, the worst I had was like an hour.
Is it, what classifies a red eye? Is there like a formal definition of like this to this time?
I think so. Red eye means where your flight while you're in the air happens to, you know, be the next day or past midnight. So you fly right before midnight, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the definition. And so right when you pass midnight, that's considered a red eye. So, And that was the only option for me for our destination. So it's always going to be like that. And the last time I flew out here, it wasn't busy. Red eye, I had a whole road to myself. On my way here, it was packed. So, but I had a decent experience. I've always been pretty lucky with going through, you know, the TSA and everything like that. It's just unfortunate for you guys.
So would it be considered red eye since I didn't actually get to bed until 3 a.m. the next day?
Yeah, because you flew in.
I flew in.
But
I
you arrived before midnight, though. Your plane landed.
I arrived after midnight.
Oh, okay. Then you'll be considered red eye.
And then it took like an hour to get to the hotel. So it was like 2:30 when I got to the hotel.
Yeah, it'd be considered as red eye. So.
So there we go.
Yeah. So anyway. What are you guys drinking? Continue
I'm
drinking?
I'm drinking. I'm taking another picture of this.
Yeah. So I will give a verdict between the two Mountain Dews that we tried.
I'm telling everybody I'm drinking this. I'm taking pictures.
The Baja Blast is drastically better than the regular Mountain Dew. It is awesome. The regular Mountain Dew, not bad. But the Baja Blast was like, it was impressive.
I just want to let everybody know, thanks to the story, I just had to like, move my seat for the flight, and I paid the extra money for the extra big room because you know,
the
we were talking to somebody and there's supposed to be a storm on the way back and my ass is not getting stuck in one of those little seats, so I paid the extra money and I'm doing it.
I always do the same thing. Now I flew out here with Delta. I've had a great experience with Delta, and I always pay that, you know, that price fluctuates, but I always pay that little extra because I prefer that little extra room. But I would recommend.
Oh, we have another one. I am pouring the whole thing here.
You know, I got to tell you, this hard Mountain Dew has 5% alcohol, which is 0.5% more than a typical beer, like average beer.
Most beers are 5.5, I thought.
I thought it was 4.5.
Most wine coolers and stuff are like 4.
The beers I drink are all like 12%.
Well, that's when I go out, I only drink alcohol, but typically if I go out, I usually get the brew beers, and like the people that go out with me, they know. Like, just order me a beer. They know what to look for. They look for the percent. As long as it's not that, like, heavy Guinness-type stuff, which usually doesn't have the high alcohol content because we won't get into that.
Fish oil?
Yeah, I'm giving Chris the empties.
So you don't like thick beer, but you like very alcoholic beer.
I like alcohol. I mean, like, you know, Chris and I were having drinks the other night because you weren't here. And,
Because of your story.
Yeah, because of your story. So I got in the night before.
Cheers.
Salute. Cheers. Oh, I don't get a cheers? Look at this. He gives Chris a cheers, and I put my cup up and pulls it away. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, man.
No. And that's what I, you know, I was having, I was ordering vodkas with a splash of soda, and the guy made them.
You know, we always make fun of, we don't make fun of Brad, but. It's always
we
been
never make fun
every
of Brad.
Episode.
No.
Every episode, it's always been vodka soda, and so I joined him on the first night we were here. Was it first night? Whatever.
Who knows?
I don't remember.
Like we get in at like 1 a.m.
Yeah, we go to bed till like 3. But
my sense of time is screwed.
It is. Like, you told me yesterday. Like, it's Tuesday. We got to record. It's like, dude, James. It's Monday.
It's Monday. Yeah.
Relax.
I'm feeling right now like today's Thursday because like. I went from Friday into Saturday travel, into Sunday travel, into, oh my goodness, I'm like so freaking behind on everything. And it's like, it's Monday. Why am I so behind on stuff?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's pretty fun, though. I'm pretty excited. We have a lot of things going on. I see fireworks out there. That's amazing.
How do you see fireworks?
Right there.
That's not fireworks. That's
smoke.
No, there's
fireworks there every night.
There's been fireworks around me out this window every night. You don't have fireworks in your window?
You don't remember? We were on 12th floor. There's fireworks. Dude, you are so wasted.
Yeah, I remember the fireworks now. Okay.
Brad, are you saying that your penthouse suite didn't come with complimentary fireworks?
I'm gonna give you a secret right now. I'm going to give you a secret, okay? I have a corner room.
Oh.
So I have two balconies.
Nice.
Okay. And I have two windows. So my room feels much larger because the two balconies. So
look who has the penthouse suite now.
See, that's the secret right there.
Yeah. See, you got the largest room then.
See,
you got a corner.
So my corner room. So
sometimes,
one of my
sometimes
windows,
it is in fact about size is what I'm learning.
Unless you have a menage a trois, because then it's about the numbers.
Well, all right. Sometimes it's quantity over quality is what you're trying to say.
Oh, jeez, dude. This is a blast.
Yeah, I think so.
Is a Baja Blast?
A Baja Blast. So what do you got next? What do you got next? I mean, we got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we
got
to do some stuff, but we also do have a time crunch here today because we have a schedule to adhere to.
We do have a schedule. So allow me to just share a widget for everyone here. Normally, our recording every week is done with a very detailed, highly professional piece of software that you may have heard of called Microsoft Teams. It's pretty straightforward. We live in different places. We record the call. Today, since we're in person, we're using a blue snowball ice microphone.
Professional.
And we installed an audio software.
It's not blue. It's white.
Yeah, and it's white. It just says the word blue on it because, you know, that's how they roll. What we have here is a free software that anybody else can try. You can go download it. It's called Audacity, and it allows you to record whatever you want and do a little bit of manipulation with that voice directly in the software. So, you know, we'll see how good the audio quality is here versus what we normally do.
No, I think it's good because if you can get that and you can have the different tracks, then we can clarify add quality to the audio because then each person's voice can be adjusted properly.
We're going to adjust a little bit on how we...
I love that sound.
Man, I love that sound. We're going to adjust a little bit how we record in the future. But we're using Audacity. It's a great tool. Open source, right?
Anyone open know? Source is the way to go these days. Yep. People crap on the open source.
But it's community.
Who's crapping on open source?
Oh, man.
A lot of people do. School. I'm a big fan. It's the old school people. I'm a big fan of the community-based applications because everybody works out the,
everyone adds
features and they contribute and get to use it in a way that, the people who are developing it may not. You're sticking your hand in the friggin' ice.
I just had one, dude.
Yeah, but you just touched 7 pieces of ice. Now I have one.
There's some back there.
Yeah, now you're gonna go into the whole dirty thing. Like, this should have been an episode on germs. Like, what do you not touch in a hotel room? You do not touch the remote control, and you do not use the ice bucket.
Actually, the remote control comes wrapped in a plastic bag, and even says it's antimicrobial on the remote control. So therefore, you can trust that it's definitely clean.
I trust that somebody stuck it in a plastic bag and they cleaned it.
I trust that it's in a plastic bag.
I'm curious to see how this Audacity works. Can you I can't see it because, you know, I'm on the other side of the
Well, I don't want to screw up the audio source, but
no, you don't have to touch it. I'll take a look at it after. We'll have to give a review of this after because, you know, I think for this episode it's more about us being together, talking about our stories.
Well, and that's fair.
I'm enjoying the view of the pool. I wish we were a little closer, though.
you're saying I'm too high in the air? Or?
Yeah.
Well,
see, I may have a corner room, but I'm not this high up. I mean, I see above the trees, and I can see buildings way over yonder. See, I'm learning my hick talk.
there's a word of the evening, not the day.
What?
Yonder.
Yonder. Oh, I should do that.
Yeah, we do have a pretty tight schedule, but it's gonna be fun, man. We're gonna be kids. I'll tell you that. Now, we're using Audacity, right, to record. It's a great widget, but in the words of Joe Rogan, it doesn't matter as long as you're capturing content and just posting it. Of course, you gotta do post edit, clean it up a little bit so you guys can understand us. But hey, well, if you want to start a podcast, by the way, there was a session today.
Mm-hmm.
That talks about how to start a podcast.
But you didn't attend it.
Which is crazy. No, we're already doing it now. We
have like real things we have to do.
But
so.
Dude, there was. I'm like, out of all of that, like I would have never thought that was a session to join.
Well, actually, I mean, it frankly makes sense because we intentionally keep business and work stuff off of this because we want this to be a fun thing for us to do.
Right.
But I can see the space for a company, an organization to do podcasts to try and inform their user base, their clients, their consumers, their customers of various content. It's another way to get information out there. And very frankly, the organizations that I respect the most are the ones that put effort into giving knowledge away freely.
And
Well, I think giving the knowledge out and educating people is extremely important, and as well as anybody who wants to take what they have and think that they're the best and think that they know everything, it says a lot about a person. If you're sharing that knowledge and helping other people become better, I think you're also a better person and you're making the world around you a better place by bringing that knowledge to people. James waving to me over here that I have to come closer. So you hear a fluctuation in my voice. I thought he was like going to say, praise, bring it to me.
Yeah.
Bring it to me. Because he was like standing up.
Bring it, Brad. Bring it.
Hey, I can grab some ice, man. If you need to grab some ice?
No, I don't need any more. I'm good. We got to do these shots because we got to get out of here soon. So let's... All right.
So do we want to bust into some of this other liquor here? Or do we want
to... I have to...
Do we want to try and savor that for like future adventures?
I mean... You can down that thing if you want.
No, we're going to give everybody some. Oh, well, Chris, oops.
let's not pour the alcohol on the expensive laptop.
That was funny. That was funny.
Oh, man.
No, James is running now. Just to let everybody know, I was, no, James is running.
You're drunk.
Now 5%, man.
James is running. Oh, I got a little bit of green Mountain Dew. James, let me help you here. Want me to hold the cup?
No, no, that's fine. I don't need you to hold the cup.
See, now James is wiping up the spill.
Yep. No worries, Brad. I don't mind cleaning up after you. It's fine.
Well, I'm looking. I have to go through my list of quotes, man. I'm trying to find one that's appropriate because I have a lot of quotes all ready to go.
All right. So some drinks and some things to share for everybody that's joining us through the journey. I like to make sure you can get some feedback, some understanding of what we're experiencing to maybe determine if it's something you'd be interested in. So first, I will say if you've had regular Mountain Dew, the spiked, the hard Mountain Dew, it's not the same, but it definitely is close enough to scratch that itch. It doesn't have a distinct alcohol flavor in it, to my taste. So if you want to drink and y'all like Mountain Dew a lot, there's a great option for you. If you really like Baja Blast, very frankly, that's something I could just go drink easy.
Yeah, it's easy. It's a pretty dangerous drink because you can down.
I like this. I like the flavor. The Baja Blast is far better than the regular, what they call regular. It has the regular has the look of a Mountain Dew, like electrified urine. a fluorescent urine, but it doesn't really taste like it. The Baja Blast has a good flavor, but to be honest, like, I don't get into, it's probably a little too malty for me.
Really?
Yeah, it's too heavy. I don't like the Trulies and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I like High Noons because it's vodka soda, and it's just like, this is just my opinion, James.
I don't know if that's malt. Is that the artificial sweetener you're tasting?
Maybe, or
is
it's
that
not, it just tastes whatever.
I think that's, because it's also
if
like
I couldn't read the ingredients, but
yellow
that.
Number 5? Is that what they usually come with?
Yeah, it's got to be an artificial sweetener. I haven't read the ingredient list. But it has that like that flavor of those like fake sugar packets that you
maybe that's what it is. But as I'm looking at this, I do have to reiterate, please drink responsibly. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Also,
but wine's okay.
Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to read, drive a car, or operate machinery, and may cause health problems.
All right, this just in. Wine doesn't have Surgeon General warnings on it because Chris read an article somewhere, no fact check available here, that wine's okay.
I knew people. I'm not saying you should, right? But I read that it was okay. Now, you got to fact check that.
Yeah,
please. Number two. Please read. Do your own research. But I knew someone that was like, would drink like a glass a week. And so it was like fascinating. But I got educated about it. It's like, oh, okay, well, I'll research it.
Drive a glass. What's big about drinking a glass of wine a week?
I have no idea.
When you're pregnant.
When you're pregnant.
Well, back when like our parents were having kids, they would actually tell them to have a beer a day.
Well, I mean, that's why you get the results you have right here in this chair. Because,
I mean, but look, once they stop doing that, look now.
Yeah. Well,
that's fair.
See?
There's other factors.
I chewed lead paint.
Obligatory comment, do not eat lead paint chips. They may look like chips, but they are not in fact edible.
You just have to read it on your own, man. People have to make decisions on their own.
Yeah, that's what everyone wants, somebody else to blame somebody else for their actions. Well, this is my opinion. I understand the need to educate people. You don't want people to be harmed. I understand that. Make people aware. But people need to also make wise decisions. What is that noise?
I think to everyone, the important piece here is to make sure that we're all on the same page, that life is a journey. We're here on this journey together. And as we're going through it, we always want to help give some amount of information, but encourage you to look into things yourself and make your own decisions. And importantly, Chris is here to let you know, give us feedback on those decisions. Give us some, engage with us, send us some letters, do the mail call, post some responses, engage with us on Instagram, join us on that adventure.
Yep. So anyway, I know we're cutting short in time, so Again, I can't thank anybody enough. I don't know if we'll have time to taste the rest of the drinks, but we'll go ahead and drink it on our way out somewhere. But we're not driving. We're on our way out, but we're not driving. A bus is going to take us somewhere.
You want to tell everybody your name, your address, your phone number, and your social security number while you're at it?
Yes. So social security number is... Nah.
Oh, man.
Important, friends. There's a lot of things that can try to scam you out there. There's a lot of things that you can do there.
I don't trust anything with anybody now.
Just because you've been hurt in the past doesn't mean you can never love again. We will work through these things together, and I'm sure over the coming weeks and months, I'll share a couple of different tips in different spaces. Until then, we have a few more things that we're going to drink. We'll probably take some of this to go this evening.
We will not take it to go.
It's a little bit short.
You're not allowed to take it to go.
We're going to go a little bit shorter on today's episode. Brad, do you have any exiting thoughts for us?
I always have some exiting thoughts, but again, as everyone said, this episode is about all of us getting together. We do this for fun. Yeah, I hope you enjoy it. If you don't...
You probably shouldn't be listening.
You probably shouldn't be listening.
Especially 45 minutes into a thing you're not enjoying.
But I want everybody to just remember, Chris, what's the... Get in touch with us on Instagram, how?
Yeah, just a reminder, you can, you know, Instagram, you can communicate with us there, send us a message, comment on our stuff that we post. We will always post what we're drinking. Maybe some widgets. I don't know if we can post about Audacity, which is what we're using. Or email us, whiskeyandwidgets@gmail.com.
And this week's quote comes from a movie, A Star is Born. I didn't get who had it because I actually write these quotes down sometimes watching a movie. It's what you think that you know that will prevent your learning. Thank you, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.